The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, B Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on
Shyampa.
You got it, Anthony.
My goodness, my goodness, my goodness.
Wow.
Hey, Betty, how's it going?
I guess it's going pretty good for those personalities tonight.
Yeah, they're always a little excitable, aren't they?
Yeah, especially tonight. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, you know, they're back. They're all excited because we took the holiday off, so they're all happy that, you know, they're...
Did the magnetic field flip or something?
That magnetic field is flipping on a regular basis around here, so it's kind of hard to make that determination on what's going on. So hey, everyone. Hi, it's Anthony live in Studio A in warm, sunny, snow-free Florida.
Well, hey, everybody. It's Joe live in Chicago, where the snow is kind of starting to recede. The temperatures are getting warm.
Hi, Betty here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 215 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, February 22nd, 2021. Did you know the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook? Just go to facebook.com/ The Joe and Anthony Show. Our show can be found and listened to on Spotify, iTunes, Radio for All, and on Shyampa Radio. Visit www.shyampa.org. Then, go to the menu, click Programming, clicky-clicky The Joe and Anthony Show. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Wow. Well, thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Wow. Wow. All I can say is just wow.
Wow. So,
yeah.
So, how has your weekend been, Anthony, or your week or whatever?
Well, my week has been kind of crazy already.
I'm sorry, but I used to have a defined sense of what calendars were.
Yeah, not anymore. You don't know what day of the week it is anymore. No, I know.
Not anymore. Everything is so fucked up.
I know. It's sad, but that's how it goes.
And we're trying to go back to normal, so when you try to go back to normal, things become a little difficult.
Yeah.
You got to get used to it again.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. So my dryer went out.
Shit.
Yeah, right. My dryer went out over the course of the weekend. So right now it looks like I'll get it repaired within a few days, I'm hoping. That's the game plan. So
I heard a rumor that it was caused by lead lined panties.
By lead lined panties, but I don't have lead lined panties.
Well, I think Portencia does, though.
Portencia may have lead lined panties. That is possible.
Because she sets off the metal detector at the local Popeyes down the street.
Does she really?
Yeah.
They still have that metal detector there, don't they?
They need it.
Wow, that's kind of interesting how that all goes. So, yeah. So yeah, you know, Winter Wonderland.
Speaking of Winter Wonderland, though, yes. I saw on the map that this cold and snow and storminess was widespread, but once again, Tampa and Miami escaped. You guys are all in the like orange 80s zone.
Yeah, no, it was. It got a little chilly at night. I won't deny that it did get a little chilly at night. But at the end of the day, it actually turned out to be a pretty nice experience. Yeah. So yeah, it was. It's been nice. Not snowing, it's not even raining. We have like no precipitation. Knock on wood, but we have no precipitation right now, so it's been pretty. Pretty sweet. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we had a huge
Oh my god!
In the Chicago studio, bathroom and break room.
Yeah, I heard about that. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So repairs are underway. It's just going to take some time.
Wow.
But yeah, we had some more wintry weather pass through last weekend, and this weekend it was kind of wet Sunday. It's been nasty. It's been a nasty little winter. But you know what? It doesn't stack up anywhere near the record-breaking snows that we've had. So,
well, that's true.
I just say y'all got to just deal with it somehow. I don't know.
There you go. Anyways. Just Joe's advice is just deal with it sometime.
So,
yes,
we got some announcements and voicemails and such.
That we do. All right, we had an oopsie poopsie with headphone meditations. So, and it's actually okay. But if you were planning on hearing the newest episode of Headphone Meditations last Saturday, you did not hear it. It was a piece of software failed, so everything's running back, and you can catch it Wednesday night at 8 o'clock, 8 to 10. Okay. You'll catch the newest episode, and then again, we'll run the new episode again on Saturday. And it's correct time slot, so...
Nice. Yeah.
Let's see. It looks like we might have some voicemail here, too.
Oh.
What's that button? Here's the button.
You have 2 new and 15 old messages.
Wow.
Press first message.
Hey.
Oh.
It's Ezel. Ezel Baganoop.
Hi, Ezel.
Man, I'm in the Hillsborough County Jail right now.
Oh boy.
I couldn't listen to the show, but they were pretty nice to me here. They they let me listen to the recast. But anyway, I met this dude in Pinellas County, Florida, and I needed a car. He says, "Man, I'll let you use my car for $50." And I go, "Oh man, that's cool."
Great idea, Ezel.
You know what, man? The car was stolen, man. They got me. They got me with a stolen car. So, if you want to help out Ezel, go to GoFundMe.com. Help out Ezel Magadu. Get out of jail. I'll talk to you stoners next week. All right,
Ezel. Thanks for calling
in.
Poor Ezel.
Oh man. Oh.
Press 3 for advanced op. Goodbye.
No. Wait. Well, there was another one. Right, we got one more. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
You have 1 new first message.
We're getting there. I see.
I'm really, 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 really glad that I was able to get through today.
Uh-huh.
But I just wanted to make that a small apology. I'm sorry about my left hand, Steve. They were a little bit damaged. Oh, boy. Okay, I gotta go now. My time is up. Bye.
Is she still on the payroll?
Press 3 for advanced options. Press 5 to repeat the current message. Press 7 to delete this message.
Reverted
goodbye.
To volunteer status or what?
I hope
I'm
she's,
just now
I hope
starting
she's still
to get
not
into
on the payroll
accounts.
Anymore. Yeah, wow. I hope she's not on the payroll anymore. That's a scary thought.
Well, she had access to the dryer, so
yeah,
something's up.
Something's up. All right. Go ahead,
so,
Joe.
What you got for us tonight in your weed corner? Wait a minute.
You got your two
things. Joe says, Hey, our chat room is open at shyampa.org. And our phone lines are ready for you by giving us a call at 813-327-8566. Again, 813-327-8566. You too can be a part of this wonderful, life-changing experience.
Life-changing it is. All right, so our weed corner. So our first one comes from High Times, from Thomas Edward, about a new research paper from the National Bureau of Economic Research suggests that there is a connection between marijuana legalization and decline in workmen's comp claims. The study reviewed the effects of recent state laws that legalized the recreational use of marijuana on work capacity among older working adults ages 40 to 62. Look, we're older working adults. Using workmen's comp benefits as a signal of diminished work ability. The study found that workers' compensation receipt declined in response to recreational marijuana law adaptation, both in terms of propensity to receive benefits and the benefit amount received. The authors said that the findings suggest potentially important benefits to older workers and society at large. Yep, that's it.
Yay.
So our next one comes from MarijuanaMoment.com from Kyle Jager.
MarijuanaMoment.
Yeah, there you go, .com. The Monitoring the Future report released on Tuesday found that cannabis consumption among adolescents did not significantly change in any one of the three grades from 2019 to 2020 based on self-reports from 8th, 10th, and 12th grade students. For all three grades, for all three grades, lifetime cannabis use past 30-day consumption and daily use either remained the same or slightly decreased from 2019 to 2020. The only exception is daily use among 12th grade students, which ticked up by half a percentage point. What's more, daily marijuana vaping actually decreased by more than half during the time period for the 10th and 12th graders. It's down to 1.1% and 1.5% respectively. The prohibitionist argument that cannabis legalization would embolden young people to use cannabis has been repeatedly debunked in research, and the claim becomes all the more sketchy every year as more states legalize legislatively or through the ballot. Another study released by Colorado officials in August showed that youth cannabis consumption in the state has not significantly changed since legalization in 2012 through methods of consumption and diversifying. That's it for your weed corner. Back to you, Joe.
Well, thank you, Anthony. That was a great weed corner. I hope you all learned something new. And Portencia, if you're out there, you are not on the payroll anymore. You
no.
need to give up that key, girl.
Yeah.
Because you can't be causing damage anymore. Anyways,
yeah.
It is time for our word. Of the show.
We have a word of the show.
We've got two words actually of the day this time around.
Okay.
Because we missed last week's show. So you ready for this, Anthony?
All right.
Oh, excuse me. Word number one, and this one comes from our friends, your mother, who is back in the chat room. Yay! Welcome, your mother. All right. The first word is meliorism. And word number two is snollygoster. And it's funny because these two words couldn't be more diametrically opposed. Anyways, meliorism is a noun and means the belief that the world can be made better by human effort. And right on the opposite cusp, snollygoster. Also a noun, means a shrewd, unprincipled person, especially a politician. Well, gosh darn it, Anthony, the more you know, only at the Joe and Anthony Show.
That's exciting, Joe.
Yes, random discussion.
That makes me snollygastered.
Are you snollygastered?
Or snollygostered. So, snollygostered.
Give us a call at 813-327-8566.
Oh, we're waiting 25 seconds for Joe's corner. That's it. I see. Snollygoster.
Snollygoster. Right?
Yeah.
You know, I gotta say, this snowstorm shows how people react in situations, and it's not good.
No.
Shoveling is so haphazard. The city doesn't have any kind of mitigation efforts on, like, street corners for the floods that eventually build up because of half-frozen, half-liquid water. You know, shit that you would think they would have in fixed.
Well, true, you would think, but, you know.
You would think.
Shit like that will never get fixed.
But you know why? A lot of it, I think, has to do with ADA compliance. They have to have smooth ramp-up access to sidewalks. So the old days, it could be a nice hefty little drop. You know, that hefty little drop in a wheelchair could...
So what if...
Not be...
What if we make a new ADA compliance device for intersections?
Ooh.
It's like a big slingshot. And you can load Granny or whoever into the slingshot, and you can pull back the slingshot, and you can let go, and they'll go flying across the street. And you'll have like a big mattress on the other side of the street, just a big mattress on the wall, and there's they'll just go right into the mattress, and that's it. And that's your ADA compliance. Then you can have tall curbs. And then the world of curb feelers will come back.
Wow.
So, yeah. Just launch them across with a big slingshot. Well, you know, hey, we got to come up with these ingenious ideas somehow.
Yes.
You know, Laurel and Hardy, or was it the Wright brothers, or whoever learned how to fly an airplane first? I don't know.
It was the Wright brothers.
All right. I don't know anymore.
So, these words, I've never heard of these words before. Melioriism, it's not something that...
That's like...
I think a lot of these words are used by policy studies and academicians.
Yeah, that's like a... That's
academic,
like a
academics.
That's like $100 word.
Academicals.
It's $100 word. Well, why don't you go ahead and get Roger started? Yeah.
Yeah, Roger needs to get started.
Oh, bloody hell, it's me. Roger, anyway, if you didn't know it, and if you did, well, pip and sweet potatoes for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is February 22nd, 2021, and it is, oh boy, it's National California Day, National Sweet Potato Day, what you've really been waiting for, it's National Margarita Day. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes our Anthony to push a button shaped like the state of California to determine which spinning wheel to play, I think. Yes. No. Anyway, take it away, you guys.
Yay! Wait, where am I?
Joe says...
When you run out... Do you run out to White Hen? Do White Hens not exist in your neighborhood?
No.
Are you losing sleep over this?
Yes.
Are you feeling despair by having to go to a generic bodega?
Yes.
Do you need a trophy?
Yes.
Well, our trophy machine is repaired, and we'd like to help. Give us a call at 813-327-8566, and we'll laugh with you as we poop out your reward. There we you promise. Back to you, Anthony.
Oh, thanks, Joe. I am enjoying the new ice machine flavor of Paul and Stan's ice cream, now available in extra moldy flavor. Tastes just like the ice machine from a cheap motel vending machine. Available exclusively at the somewhat brand new Dollar Miscellaneous Store, where a dollar won't get you anything unless you have another dollar and power. That's very important.
Yes.
All right, I think, oh my god, where's the wheel?
Do you have a random news wheel story? Wait, are we at that point? I'm lost.
Yes, you are. Your news starts in 20 seconds, but for some reason, we spent a lot of time somewhere else in the script doing nothing. So we're going down the script now. I don't know where we've like totally derailed. So, oh my god, we can skip the random news and do the. We can go to your news right now if you want. That's
no,
totally
go
up
ahead.
To you.
Do the random news. Let's do the random news.
All right, hold on. Let me find the wheel. We got to draw. Let's drag the wheel out here. Oh, it's the boring wheel.
It's the Sorry. Insurance company wheel.
Yeah, it's the. All right, let me click on the click me here.
Click me.
Tonight's random story is from the Sun Sentinel and shows us that stupid has no bounds, especially in Florida.
No bounds, especially in Florida.
After the FBI tried to interview Suzanne, 59, about her possible involvement in the Capitol C, she posted a message for investigators on social media while swigging from a cinnamon whiskey bottle, saying that she would exercise her Second Amendment right to shoot them if they came to her house. Agents arrested Suzanne on Monday for threatening to harm the investigators, according to court records. It appears to be a first Capitol-related arrest in South Florida that doesn't include direct evidence of someone at the riot from January 6th. On Thursday night, the videos were still up on Facebook and Instagram, where she's described as angry patriot hippie. Videos on a TikTok account were also still up. Authorities say she posted the videos on January 31st after investigators were following up on a tip called on her phone to ask whether she had been in the nation's capital on January 6th. She denied traveling to the D.C. area but gave investigators her current address in Boca Raton. It's not clear if it says anything about her social media saying she was in D.C. She told investigators she was retired, had plenty of time, but would be needed to be interviewed at home because she was unable to drive. 3 days later, she went ahead on her little social media rampage. Her social media account depicts her support of QAnon conspiracy theories and unfounded theories about election fraud. She also appears to align closely with the groups who stormed the Capitol. All right, back to you, Betty.
Hi, Betty here. Be sure to check out Radio Free Labor, Headphone Meditations with John Dubose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast, where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Check these out and much more that we recast on Chiampa Radio. Be sure to visit chiampa.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Wow, Roger is shitting on the floor again. There goes my nice programming features. Anyway, with all the fun we have around here, why not be a part of the show? Give us a call at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and informative news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thanks, Betty, I think. Well, before we get into the news sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa Chicago weather from our very own Chicago Midway International
Airport.
I can't find
the mouse. There it is. Okay. I found the mouse. The mouse went away from me. Oh, boy, now he's bouncing. Stop it. You're going to knock the monitor over.
Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy and 37 degrees. 37 degrees is like wonderful right now to me. The dew point is 28 Fahrenheit, which gives us a wind chill of 28 Fahrenheit. The humidity is at 70%
Fahrenheit,
with winds howling out of the southwest at 14.
With Fahrenheit.
And for pilot types, the visibility is limited to 9 miles. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 34 degrees Fahrenheit. It will be gusty. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 41 Fahrenheit. Another gusty day in store. Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 40. Plan to hold on to your britches. It's going to be gusty again. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 34. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 37. There might be some snow.
Yes. Mild coughing.
before 5 a.m. and then a chance throughout the day. On the weekend, a pretty clear weekend to get out. Temperatures near 40. And woohoo, it's time for the not-so-crappy news sourced by the ever-gumptioned Chip Skipper.
Well, I'm looking for the button. I found the button.
And now for the news.
That's the button.
Ooh, shiny and sparkly. By now, we've all seen the astonishing results of covering an object in black paint that absorbs over 99% of light. It loses all shape, form, and depth. But what happens when you mix those super black paints with highly reflective, color-shifting sparkles?
I get a beer from the fridge. That's what I do.
Woohoo! The result is like staring into the deepest reaches of space. Anish owns the exclusive rights to Surrey's Vanta Black paint, which is made from carbon nanotubes that are capable of trapping and absorbing 99.96% of visible light. Human vision is based on detecting light rays that have bounced off the objects all around us. But with Vanta Black applied, an object looks like a featureless black hole. Anisha's ownership means no one else can use Vanta Black. But thankfully, others have found ways to create paints that behave like Vanta Black does.
Ooh.
A Japanese company called Koyo Orient Japan has a Musao Black paint that absorbs 99.4% of visible light for around $30. So that's pretty cool. We're going to go ahead and just skip along to the next story.
All right, let's do that. Nope, we're not doing that. We'll do that one.
Well, that's just cute. So this is kind of a leftover from our Valentine's Day show that we never had.
We were supposed to have a Valentine's Day show?
Well, it was, you know, the day after, but close enough.
Okay, fair enough.
Anyways, a Kentucky animal shelter was raising funds by offering jilted lovers the chance to have cats do their business on the names of their exes.
Oh, there you go.
The Lexington Humane Society said donors could pay $10 to get some retribution for their broken hearts by having their exes' names inscribed on the inside of litter boxes to be used by the shelter's cats. Our adoptable kitties have your back and will dump all over your ex, the shelter said in a Facebook post. Cats can be spiteful creatures, and trust us, they're more than happy to take a number two on your former number one. The Dumps for the Dumped promotion ended already on February 12th, and the litter boxes replaced were in place until February 15th to ensure they got plenty of use on Valentine's Day. Isn't that nice?
So begins the start of the crazy cat woman.
Uh-oh. Fiddles McGinty!
Fiddles McGinty!
Boy, no one ever said criminals were smart!
McGinty's the fiddles.
Yes, story by CWB Chicago. Burglary is a pretty straightforward concept. Go somewhere you don't belong and take something valuable. As a rule, burglary should not involve leaving something valuable behind.
That's a Florida thing.
Like a phone that has a picture of your face as the lock screen.
Image. Oh, that's even better.
But prosecutors said that's exactly what happened to three-time convicted burglar Joshua.
No wonder they were convicted three times.
Yes, and he did it in Winkers
Park.
It all started around 2 o'clock when the front door intercom rang in a residence apartment in the 1600 block of somewhere. A male voice said they were looking for Ray, and the resident had recalled that they heard the door buzz and the call dropped off. Minutes later, the other building residents were in their bedrooms when they heard footsteps. One of them looked out and allegedly saw this dude rifling through a purse on their couch. Startled to see someone in their apartment, Joshua bolted out the door, and the victim ran after him, prosecutors said. Outside, the resident flagged down a passing car and climbed in. According to prosecutors, the driver continued the pursuit until Joshua, age 27, ran into a nearby hotel. We need better riders.
We do need better riders.
They made the story shorter.
I know, right? Sad. Sometimes it's just a little ridiculous.
But he did get charged with residential burglary finally, and his bill was set at $15,000 He is to go on to electronic monitoring, and he can post a $1,500 deposit bond to get out of jail.
Aw, that sounds
and
awesome.
At the time of publication, he is still in jail.
He is still in jail at the time of the publication. So,
and there is a wrap on your Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper.
I was gonna say something though.
It was on
one of the Chicago streets, one of the three Chicago streets that rhyme with vagina.
Oh yeah.
Polina, Malvina, and Lunt.
Lunt.
And Lunt. Love that one. Thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our on-air experience, Southern Joint Dist Fried, whatever the hell we're doing right now? COVID toilet seat licking GMO loaded experience. Give us a second. Yeah, right. It's kind of a frightening thought, isn't it? Give us a call at 813-327-8566, and we'll be more than happy to entertain your phone call. This week on This Week Out, a fond farewell to transgressive electronic music star Sophie, an Israel-American comedy horror film is on the dinner menu. Out Congressman David Cicilline condemns Trump's riot responsibility. And in other news, gay Chechen refugees are abducted from their Russian safe house. I need a drink.
And drag queens march for democracy in Myanmar.
The U.S. Housing Department backs Biden's anti-bias vow. Gay Navajo Orlando Teller joins Buttigieg's transportation team. And New Zealand hosts a Progress Pride stamp. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out, the international LGBT LMNOQ radio news magazine, Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, right after the Joe and Anthony Show on Shyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll still be snollygastered in about 4 minutes when we return.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Shyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Shyampa Radio. Flashbacks.
Say you're getting tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool, crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep it hot, hot. Keep it cool, cool. McDLT, McDLT. Hot beefy McD. Cool crisp LT. McD, LT. It's a good time. Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD, LT.
Look to Jewel for big name brand bargains. Save on regular or light Kraft mayonnaise or Miracle Whip salad dressing. A 32-ounce jar is $1.99. Stock up on 7-Up, Pepsi, RC, or Coke. A 2-liter bottle is just $1.19. For big name brand bargains.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
Radio. To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
What's better than Chip Skipper and a biscuit? Well, it's Traffic with Toppers. Every weekday on Shiampa Radio. Listen in on chiampa.info, Traffic with Toppers, 3:30 p.m. Eastern to 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Shiampa Radio.
Hey, Betty here. Did you know the Yokohama Sushi Watch and Rubber Corporation is concerned? If data bits are concerned, then they should not concern themselves with dimensions that they move in. They should continue in a linear direction to any endpoint called for. When they are renewed, in a glorious bath of data, they will become new data bits anyway, and they will be instructed to move on to someplace else. Rinse and repeat. As far as they are concerned, their world is flat, they worship no one. But hey, was that too intense for you? Maybe you can answer me this. Have you seen my data crystal 9? Please call me now at 813-327-8566 right away with information I need to know. Betty, Betty, Betty out.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
Oh, shucks. Who am I supposed to play now?
Hello,
cue
Roger
someone.
Here. Welcome
cue
back.
Someone.
Thank God it's today, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for, Anthony's glorious Florida weather and his world famous, crazy Florida news. But first, no. Yes. Go grab your dildos, smoking glasses, snacks, and or beverages, bioches. So before we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything, Joe will immediately cease his moose pooping. Okay, take it away, the lovable Anthony.
All right, thanks, Roger.
Hello, Roger here.
Poor Roger. Roger's struggling tonight.
You're welcome, Joe. You're welcome, Anthony.
There you go. Before we continue, it's time for your Shiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTBA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently overcast and 69 degrees. Let's see, the humidity is currently at 87%. The dew point is at 65%, and our visibility is 10 miles, while Joe is just bouncing on the other side of the screen. Tonight, Monday night, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 60. On Tuesday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 72. On Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. On Wednesday, sunny with a high near 75. On Wednesday night, we'll be mostly clear with a low around 55. And that's it for your Shiampa weather for Tampa Bay. Now time for some crazy Florida news.
We like crazy Florida news.
Oh my goodness. There's plenty of it to go around. All right, let's see. Clicky, clicky, button, clicky, clicky. All right, so our first comes from News. Yeah, right? I saw this one, and I'm like, this is definitely a Florida news story, cover story. News Channel 6 and ClickOrlando.com brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a woman, her sister, a whole lot of booze, and an EpiPen. Police responded to the home of Joanna. Police responded to the home that Joanna shares with her sister around 10:30 in the evening on February 11th due to a 911 call hang-up. Joanna's sister told officers that they had been drinking together, and at some point, she had gotten tired and wanted to go to sleep. But Joanna stayed up and continued drinking. The victim said Joanna went crazy and attacked her with the EpiPen, stabbing her multiple times, including her left thigh, where a welt had formed. When asked about the incident, police said Joanna replied, quote, "I'm allergic to drunks, so I injected her with the EpiPen so she wouldn't be drunk anymore. What's the big deal?" End quote. First responders arrived on scene and said the victim wasn't actually injected with any medication during the incident because of the way Joanna was holding the EpiPen.
God.
Records show the victim said Joanna has been violent towards her in the past and she wanted to press charges. Joanna, 62, was arrested on a battery domestic violence charge.
Jesus.
Right? That's just some crazy shit right there. I'm allergic to drunks. Well, bitch, I'll give you an EpiPen then. What the hell? My God.
Let me sprinkle a little bit of my drunkenness on you.
Yeah, right. Here's the next one. This one's right up your way. There you go. There you go. He's got a nice big tattoo right in the middle of his forehead. Our next crazy Florida story of the night comes from Channel 7 News Miami about a Florida man looking for a ride home. Deputies arrested a man with a tattoo of the state of Florida on his forehead, literally, and it's there. You look it up, it's right there. Yes. After he was accused of misusing the 911 system. According to an arrest report, 22-year-old Matthew was arrested early Sunday morning by Pasco County deputies. According to deputies, Matthew called 911 to ask for a ride home and cursed at the operator while on the phone. Investigators said the operator gave him the non-emergency number. A deputy also spoke to Matthew and said they offered to call a taxi, but Matthew said he didn't have any money and instead started traveling on foot. Deputies said Matthew called 911 again to ask for a ride home. A deputy met with him while he was still on the phone with the dispatcher and arrested him. Deputy said during a search they found marijuana, but they said Matthew denied knowing what it was. Matthew faces charges of misusing 911 and possession of marijuana.
See, yeah. you have an emergency. They should have a number for these things. Maybe call it 811 or 711 or something, and it would connect you with a taxi.
But he didn't have any money for a taxi.
Well, it could be a public program. You know, they would send like a clunky taxi or something.
Like a clunky taxi. They'll send a gypsy taxi. A gypsy cab. Send the gypsy cabs in.
Or a horse. I don't know.
Or a gypsy horse. There you
Ooh,
go.
Sexy.
Our final and naked Florida story of the night comes from the New York Post and is about a Florida man that just needed a handout in public.
I would have kept him company.
I'm sure you would have. Cops were called in Vero Beach after a shopper noticed Kyle's self-love session inside a Kia parked outside the store. Self-love inside a Kia. That's a good show title. According to the tipster, the Walmart winker had the driver's side window down and was performing the highly visible lewd act in broad daylight. Arriving officers said they found hard evidence of 26-year-old Kyle's guilt. A cop noted in his report that he noticed that Kyle had an obvious erection protruding in his shorts. Kyle initially told police he was at Walmart because he is an Uber Eats driver, but choked under further questioning. He eventually confessed that he was performing a sex act on himself because he's lonely and his ex-girlfriend is in Colorado, and that he did not realize he could be seen playing with himself. Let's just do it at home. Do it in the bathroom.
You know, this could
Why do you have to do it in the parking lot?
This could be another potential why not me. Like, why didn't I stumble upon this? Because I would have offered to help.
True,
and
true.
And then it could have been at least more worth the charge, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Radio co-host found arrested in Vero Beach, Florida, performing sex act in Walmart parking lot. That would have gone so much better, Joe. Oh, yeah. Kyle was arrested for exposure of sexual naughty bits and disorderly conduct. He was released on a $1,000 bond. That's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty, 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 Betty.
Rejoice and Happy New Year's 2021. Well, you can fit the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Pie Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people.
Unique
Call
content and people.
Anytime at 833-327-8566. And you too can hang out in the studio with these two lovable idiots. Be a part of this unique Q Studio experience. No, no, no. Yes, 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 yes. Be sure to visit us at www.tampawebmedia.org for our broadcast schedule. And, did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just scroll down to the chat room, pick a nickname and chat. But now, go grab your bongs, pionches, because your scanners are going to start intelligently conversing on about this or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, the plethora discussion segment. Take it away, the lovable Joe and Will Anthony.
Well, thank you so much, Betty. It's so wonderful that you do these things for us.
You got it, Joe. You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins to America.
Did he now?
Yes, Anthony, he took his muffins to America. Nobody could ever enjoy his muffins ever again.
No, but
his,
you know,
plump, juicy muffins.
I'll enjoy his muffins. That's okay.
Well, yes, his muffins are now in America. Americans can all enjoy his muffins.
I'll enjoy them all day long, especially with peanut butter and jelly and all that.
He got some 50 Shades of Grey going there.
Bacon.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Or with mashed potatoes.
Or mashed potatoes. Really? On an English muffin?
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Butter. Just throw it. You know what? Just shit on the damn thing. I don't know, you know? just put the kitchen sink on it. I don't know. I mean, a protein. I put protein. Protein would be something I would put on it.
Bacon.
Bacon, cheese. Eggs, chicken, beef, ham. A nice
pork.
A pulled pork would be a great little thing. It made a nice little sandwich.
Because an English muffin would give it some structural integrity.
Structural integrity.
So, what do you do when you don't have a refrigerator and you need to store your food in the cold? Where do you put it?
Outside.
Yep. And that's what a lot of people had to do in Texas. They had to store their food outside.
Yeah.
And man,
I've done that in Indiana during snowstorms. When we've lost power for like a week, all this shit would go outside and pray that the raccoons and other wildlife out there didn't get to it.
Well, one of our dear listeners is getting a brand new refrigerator because theirs conked out, so they've had to implement some measures, which, you know, man, it's something.
Don't let the raccoons get your food.
No,
it's bad.
I don't know if raccoons will climb up two or three flights of stairs.
Those bitches are determined.
If you know of this, call us now at 813-327-8566. We'll take your call anytime. And by the way, Anthony, we already had a show title now. You gave it to us. It was Self-Love Inside an IKEA. Or is it just a IKEA?
Self-Love Inside IKEA.
Inside
IKEA.
Okay.
Yeah. Because he was inside
last week's, IKEA. Last week's title was The Force Field Plops Out of the Loose Shorts.
Yes.
So that's interesting.
Well, you know, we have interesting titles from time to time.
Yes. We need to do a little scripty work.
A little scripty work on the fly. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. So, but anyways, so that's interesting.
Is it?
It sure is.
Okay. That's the important part. If it's interesting, that's important.
Yeah. I haven't done any kind of statistical analysis on any of our show numbers.
Uh-oh.
I know I've been directing people to the website quite a bit, because now if you go there, the show is there nicely set up, which is wonderful.
That sounds great.
Yes. But here in the Chicago studios, yeah, we got to keep an eye out for this leak situation, because who knows how far it'll spread. So far, there is no leak situation in the studio, so all the equipment is safe.
Well, that's good.
But just in case, we may send up a GoFundMe. I can't say it's not impossible.
Do you, do you need to make this breaking news?
You know, we need, like, donation audio graphics. Yeah, that too.
I think that works. It's donation time.
You know, I know we can work with our wonderful and fair Internal Revenue Service on a way to make sure that our money is used for purposes that are tax compliant. Mm. Even if we do raise monies.
I'm sure.
I think the time has come that we erect that 500-foot antenna that transmits our 500-megawatt radio project.
I don't know if we have enough money to start the 500-megawatt project. That might... That requires a lot of permitting.
All right. The 5-foot antenna.
Okay.
That does the 5
milliwatt. The 5 milliwatt. The 5 milliwatt channel.
Jeez.
You can listen to us live in the bathroom.
Well, let's see. If the station that Bill and Dave and Gus were on formerly...
100 watt.
That was a 100-watt station, so that got them out, what, about 2 miles, 3 miles?
Give or take, yeah.
So we would want at least...
500 million miles.
Well, no, but if we wanted to do, say, like a metropolitan area, and we wanted a stronger signal, probably like a kilowatt at least.
But then we'd have to, like, adhere to FCC regulations. And, like, swear and shit.
No. That could be a different entity. Uh-huh. I could still do a lot of my weirdo shit.
I see. I know. You'll always do your weirdo shit.
Without using vulgarities or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, those pesky FCC rules, I tell you.
They can be a little tricky.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. But I would love to have a radio station, though, that could, you know, because we could still do the jazz programming and all of the different other programming. Our show would just have a lot of bleeps. Eh, you know, maybe not, though. Who knows? We haven't been using a lot of vulgarity lately.
I use vulgarity all the time on this fucking show. It's what happens. Exactly. It's just what happens.
So...
Yeah,
right. But where are we at right now? 215, and we're trying to get to, what, 420?
Wow.
So at 220, we'll be 200 episodes away. And how long did it take us to get to 215 episodes?
Wow.
Since 2015.
Is that when we started?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, then, yeah.
This is our look back segment, folks.
Our look back segment. As we reflect on the past of our past doings. There we go.
So, a quick shout out to your mother also for thank you for listening. Had a wonderful day today doing laundry and shopping.
And shopping? Oh, you went shopping.
Oh, I got these pork shoulders.
Did you buy some cha-cha heels?
It was buy one, get two free.
Oh, there you go.
So I got three pairs of cha-cha heels.
Oh, there you go.
They're sitting in the freezer, waiting to be seasoned.
Okay. Well, nice, nice. That leather's going to be a little tough there.
Yes.
Just a wee bit.
Yes.
Yeah, I did not go to the grocery store today. I worked, then I came home.
You worked,
and then
and you
some
came
repair
home.
Guy, and then some repair guy came and told me my dryer is not going to be working today.
So what's the problem with it?
It's like a thermal fuse thing. It's going to take a few days to get here.
And a couple $1,000s.
Oh God, I hope not. Do you know how expensive it is to replace a clutch on a car nowadays? Nobody knows how to do it. It's a nightmare.
And there's still no public transportation in Florida.
What's public transportation? What's that? I don't know what that is.
Like buses.
And
trains.
Buses. So like one bus that runs the route through the whole city.
Jeez.
Maybe two buses that run the whole route.
That's sad.
Three on a rush hour, I guess.
That's sad.
But, you know.
That's so sad. We need to get more people out on public transit. Like, it's air conditioned, it's beautiful. Plus, you can listen to your music in your headphones.
I mean,
and not be bothered with traffic. Let the bus driver
Not being bothered with traffic is good. I mean, the public transit does have its inherent nastiness, regardless, especially during a pandemic. And it's hard to sell public transit during a pandemic.
They showed here in Chicago, I think they have it on the Illinois Department of Health statistics, that restaurants and public transit were had very, very little impact, if any.
Yeah, you have like only 1,000 cases a day. We had even like 9,000 today.
Even during the onset. Even during the onset.
Well, all right. Well, I don't know. But then you're going to have to convince the hoople heads.
They put a lot of blame on public transit, but it was not there.
Well, you're going to have to convince the hoople heads.
Yeah.
That's the hard part.
Yep.
Yes. All right. Hey, folks, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and there are English muffins coming out of the ear vents. So I'd like to thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on.
Mr. Thomas had taken his muffins.
Or just supporting us in your own special snowflake muffin way.
Roger, I told you to put the damn things in the toaster grill, not the AC grill. Anyways, glad you could all join us for the Joe and Anthony Show either tonight or on a recast you picked up here on Shyamper Radio or one of the many other places that our show is carried. Right, Anthony?
Yes.
Right?
Yes. You can make your commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour, hosted by Betty, starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. And Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to connect the the Inept Supervillains podcast Friday nights at 8 Eastern. Classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays. Radio Free Labor at noon on the weekend, and hot dance mixes from 2 to 6 on Sunday. T Dance.
You know, since you're here, why not keep yourself perpetually embellished in programming? With extra added Technic-Q audio procedures, you can do this too.
Listen on the toilet.
How can you do this, you ask?
Yeah.
It's easy. Just keep any one of your many devices you've got around the house perpetually tuned to Shyamper Radio.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Yeah.
Just point your favorite browser to chiampa.org. That's chiampa.org. When you can get a complete listening experience and chat room experience, everything. I swear. And maybe
too much fiber. Too much fiber.
You need to take a knife with you to the toilet.
Well, oh my god! Now
that's what I had to do.
Oh my god! That
after Metamucil, it just became longer.
That's just criminal.
It's longer. That's and softer.
Oh my god! We did not need to go there tonight. Oh Lord!
Bathroom habits by Joe.
Oh my god! I just.
Welcome to America.
Well, yeah, welcome to something. It's definitely something.
So if you missed the funny opening, don't worry. You'll hear it again on a recast. If you missed the funny closing, don't worry. You'll hear it again on a recast.
You'll hear something on a recast. That's for sure. Oh, my God.
Yes. Man, I'm fixing to drink more wine tonight.
Yeah, I got some more beer I can work through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get some weed. I got more weed. I gotta play a little bit more Switch.
Yeah. Too. I'm gonna do some post show drinking tonight.
I'm gonna go on my island. I'm a little addicted to Animal Crossing right now. Yeah. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next Monday. Check out our blog at chiampa.org. Don't post crazy threats on social media if you have an allergy to lonely masturbators calling 911 from a Walmart parking lot. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for an episode of This Way Out with a J for Jerkin.
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an ow. E.
Mr. Thomas had taken his...
This station is being brought to you via NullSoft Shoutcast Streaming Technology.
For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.